This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I would say on Friday or Saturday, I'll be announcing the pick. Five women are being looked at and vetted very carefully. We'll make a decision probably Saturday, but Friday or Saturday.
The nominee is going to be supported by every Republican in the Judiciary Committee, and we've got the votes to confirm the judge, the justice on the floor of the Senate before the election, and that's what's coming.
Wow, winning.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think there's some perception on the part of some writers and others that, gee, what happened with Merrick Garland was unfair.
Well, well, well. Look who decided to show up.
The idea that the Merrick Garland decision was unfair and therefore it has to be made up by doing something which also wouldn't make a lot of sense, which is saying to President Trump, you can't get your nominee either. That just doesn't follow for me.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. One nation. Indivisible, under God, for real.
I learned the Pledge of Allegiance by setting it to the tune of Old MacDonald. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, with a woof woof here and a woof woof there.
Unchained and unstoppable.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
That's so high. Isn't that high? It seems so high.
200,000 deaths recorded as of today because of the coronavirus.
It's a miracle.
200 moms, dads, sons, daughters, grandparents who are no longer with us.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Can somebody put your hand on the radio? We have brought these brethren and sistren back from the dead. These sinners. 200 million dead on Sunday. Only 200 souls gone today. Can somebody shout amen? There is a grim milestone today, though. We passed 200,000. Or maybe it's 200 million, or maybe it's 200. We can't ask Joe this because he's put the lid on his campaign. I don't know why he's put the lid on his campaign. I don't know if this has anything to do with what they used to call an ounce of marijuana. But I do know that at 9:22 this morning, his campaign announced they were not going to do anything today. It's 6 weeks to the election, and he's taken the day off, and he's the challenger. I don't know. I do not know what they are talking about. And he doesn't know what he's talking about either. 844-500-4242, but the grim milestone. I've heard it twice on different radio stations today. It's probably just coming out of the network. I'm just going around listening to various talk shows, and the lead is always the United States passed a grim milestone today. As I've often said, you know, whenever we pass a grim milestone in Massachusetts, it's just nothing to see here, folks, move along, because the governor's a Democrat. He's playing ball with the anti-Trump forces. Anyway, 844-500-4242-917 says, if Ginsburg said blow up Russia on her deathbed, would we have to obey? Again, I come back to the question, did the founding fathers mention Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the in the United States Constitution or the Bill of Rights? I don't think they did. No, I don't think they did. The good news today is that Mitt Romney got a wake-up call from reality and announced that he will not oppose the nomination coming to the floor. So I think he understands that if he wants to run for president in 2024, and I really do believe he thinks he can run again. You know, I mean, he'll only be as old as Joe Biden. And the VIPs are laughing when I say, but he's not in the same condition as Joe Biden. Few people are. So he thinks he can run. I mean, what the hell? Hope springs eternal, or as Mumbles Menino used to say, hope burns eternal in the human race, in the human breast. And so he wants to run, and he's already, you know, shot himself in the foot, probably both feet, by voting for the one of the articles of impeachment against Trump that was just totally ginned up. And if he voted against Amy Coney Barrett or any of the other potential nominees, he would really be all done. So he's in the camp. He's going to vote, and Cory Gardner, who's got a tough race in Georgia. Excuse me, Georgia. I'm thinking of the woman in Colorado. He's going to vote. Joni Ernst, I didn't know she was in a tough race until recently. I kind of doubt it when it comes right down to it. She'll probably win by 10 points on election night. And all the people who said she was in a dogfight will just be moving along and pretending they didn't say anything after all. So it looks like there's going to be a new Supreme Court nominee. The interesting thing is they're going to do 3 days of hearings. So Kamala Harris will have to question this woman. And Kamala Harris is a rabid anti-Catholic. I mean, she could borrow Ralph Northam's hood and wear it to the event. You know, she's the one who called the Knights of Columbus an extremist group just last year when this guy from Nebraska was up, Brian Boucher, I think his name was. And she said it was did you know that this was an extremist organization when you joined? An extremist, the Knights of Columbus. John F. Kennedy was a member of the Knights of Columbus. But she doesn't like Catholics. And, you know, I don't think they're going to send Joe out there anytime soon. I think Joe's pretty much going to be under wraps until the debate. So they're going to have to decide. So they're going to have to play this really, really down, you know, so that they don't want to show their true colors here on practically the eve of a national election. Another guy, Dick Durbin, remember him? He's the one who compared the U.S. Army to Pol Pot's people and the Red Army back a few years ago. And Amy Coney Barrett came up before the Senate Judiciary Committee, the same one that Kamala Harris was at, he said, "Are you an Orthodox Catholic?" And she replied, "I'm a Catholic, Senator Durbin." He's a Catholic, by the way, too. He's a Ted Kennedy Catholic, a cafeteria Catholic. You know, he just picks and chooses what he wants. And all these people are going to have to be on their very best behavior. Whoever gives the orders in the Democrat Party, it's obviously not Biden, is going to tell them all to just muzzle themselves, because they already have a problem with voters who go to church, who have any kind of religion, whether they're Catholics or any other kind of religion. But they don't want to show it off this close to the election. So it's going to be very interesting. Does anybody have Christine Blasey Ford's number? Did she ever go to any parties with Amy Coney Barrett? Is Michael Avenatti still under house arrest? Can he round up somebody who's going to talk about you know, punch bowls and the rape drug, rape gangs in high school? What are they going to do? How are they going to run this on Amy Coney Barrett or the Cuban American woman from Miami? Who are they going to throw out there against them? Can Sheldon Whitehouse find someone who partied on a boat? Remember that one? That was a great one, Sheldon Whitehouse. Then he got a call. It's like an anonymous call. If somebody called in and had said that on this show, Taylor would have cut it at 7 seconds. Or if he hadn't caught it, I would have been, you know, grabbing my throat and you know, so that he would cut it. And Sheldon Whitehouse puts it out on national TV. And when Avenatti had the woman talking about the rape gangs, even though she was like 3 or 4 years older than Kavanaugh, and they hadn't even moved in the same circle. She was public high school. He was Catholic high school. the NBC News didn't bother to try to vet it or check it out. They just ran with it. They just ran with it. Same with the New Yorker. I always had respect for Ronan Farrow until he ran the story about some party at Yale and quoting some woman who admitted she didn't know who had done something to her. 844-500-4242-508 says, could Sandra Fluke be reached for her comment? There's so many in the Democrat smear Hall of Fame that could be trotted out again here. 844-500-4242. That's the, wow. 508, can you imagine where we'd be today if the Republicans were behind Trump in 2017 like they were today? You know, that's a really good observation, 508. You know, I think in 2017, a lot of these Republicans actually believed that he was a Russian agent. They actually believe. I don't know how they could believe it. They knew him enough. They'd met him. Did they really think that he would betray the country? I guess they did. A lot of them did think that. They thought the FBI was on the level. Nobody will ever make that mistake again, will they? Or the CIA. All right. 844-500-4242. You know what you need in this time of lockdowns and draconian measures? People are still kept at home. They just extended the lockdown another 6 weeks in North Carolina, which conveniently takes us right to November the 3rd, doesn't it? I just thought of that. So if you need to spend up close and personal time with people that maybe you don't share the same taste in music or podcast, then what you need is a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them for less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. I got my first pair in the spring. I loved them. I gave some to Grace for her birthday. She loved them so much, she gave some to her father for his birthday. And it's spread all through the family now. Everybody has the Raycon wireless earbuds.
I want to be clear. This wasn't a re-gifting scheme. You all each individually bought yours and then gave to somebody else.
Yes, we all have to. Do you want me to produce mine and Grace can produce hers?
In the Howie Carr Hall of Fame, there's a lot of re-gifting going on.
This is not the kind of thing you re-gift. No, not at all. You re-gift a book from Joe Biden like Mayor Marty Walsh did to me the other day. That's re-gifting. All right, Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet, no dangling wires or stems. The company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Brandy, J.R. Smith, Mike Tyson are obsessed with their products. Give them a try. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you. For a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Okay, we have a cheap bastard deal today. Let's hear the music, Taylor.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Okay, we got a great deal here today, and Grace is going to help me out with this because she was there all weekend long. You may have seen the tweets and the retweets from Grace from the Follansbee Inn on Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. And this is a $200 value for a one-night stay at the Follansbee Inn on Kezar Lake for $100 each. And with us, we have Dennis. He's a Louisiana native. He brought up some great, some biscuits. He brought down some biscuits and some candied bacon. It's great. It's great stuff. But I'm going to let Grace tell us about the Follansbee Inn. Go ahead, Grace.
I had the absolute best time this weekend. It's quintessential New England. You can walk around the lake. There's a 3-mile path you can walk on. Everything from the fireplace to Dennis's cooking. He's from New Orleans. He'll talk to you about that. But the food is delicious. The breakfast is included. I just had the best time. If you want to look at leaves and get that fall vibe, it is the place to go. And if you want to check them out, go to my Twitter. I might post them on the site to see all the pictures because I really did have the best weekend.
All right. So Dennis, thank you for coming down. Tell us about the Follansbee Inn.
It's a 180-year-old inn. Have 17 rooms. Every one of them is unique. Every one of them has a private bathroom. We have beautiful common areas downstairs for people to relax in, and I'm right on Kezar Lake. Kezar is a beautiful 200-acre lake with loons, eagles, otters, just really pretty, and I have canoes and kayaks for the guests to use as well.
And you've got a fireplace, a game closet. I'm looking now at a self-serve bar and high-speed Wi-Fi, and it's you also serve breakfast, right?
Yes, breakfast is included. It's a full breakfast.
New Orleans style breakfast?
A lot of it's New Orleans style, New Orleans influenced, like the praline bacon you're eating.
Yeah.
That's a New Orleans dish. And the angel biscuits.
I love biscuits.
They're so good.
Kind of a New Orleans biscuit that I have modified, but
but
they're a great biscuit.
So Howie, I had cheesy grits and hash and poached eggs and homemade granola.
Is good too.
And what a lot of people ask me is they always say, oh, do you guys really use, you know, people who come on and advertise, do you really either use the products or go to the places? Not only did I go to the Follansbee Inn this past weekend, but I just purchased 2 Cheap Bastard deals before they hit the store, before everyone else could, because I'm giving them to some of my family members. So I can't say enough how awesome it was.
So this is a $200 value. Excuse me, one night stay for two people, I guess, for two people. And this is, they're for $100. So you can go right now to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. And that's the Cheap Bastard deal. They're going to go very, very fast. And if you want to check out the website, if you want to just take it, and I'd say just look quickly. Follansbeein.com, FollansbeeIn.com, Follansbeein.com. And how far away is North Sutton from Boston?
It's a 90-minute drive to Logan Airport.
So pretty easy.
Yeah, it's an easy drive. It's
pretty easy. And how soon can people use these gift certificates?
As soon as they get them, they can start making reservations. Some weekends I might be fully booked, but usually I have rooms available.
So. And you're open. Are you open year round?
I am open year round.
And so you know, if you want to, and so if you want to get in for the leaf peeping season, you got to move fast.
Right.
I would say because you're okay. So go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. These are $200 value one night stay at the Follansbee Inn on Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire, for $100. That's half price, and it includes the gourmet breakfast as well.
Yes.
And there are plenty of nice restaurants in the area. And again, there's a lot of stuff to see. And you don't even really have to leave the grounds, really. Because you're right on the lake, so
right.
You can just walk around the lake or use the kayaks or the canoes.
Yep. And in the winter, you can walk on the lake. The ice is over 20 inches thick. So
it sounds really good. And Grace was really talking about how much she loved it.
I had the best time because Howie, we always say when we're writing our columns on Saturdays. Sometimes you're in the perfect spot and just looking out at the leaves, and I was sitting on the porch. It was so sunny, and my fiance was able to kayak. It's just really the perfect spot. And a lot of people were tweeting at me saying, well, where can we get it? And I didn't want to give it away too fast, but today is the day if you're going to get the Cheap Bastard deal.
Someone says, can I bring my Westie, his West Highland Terrier?
Well, I have 2 dogs there, so it gets kind of confusing when we have more dogs. Every now and then I'll allow a dog if it's not crowded, but as Grace knows, we have a new puppy who's 10 weeks old named Grace.
Yes, there was a lot of graces at the end this weekend.
So the answer for 508 is it depends. Mm-hmm. It depends. So you can take your chances. Okay, HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. They're going to go fast. Follins be in on Keysar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. $200 value for $100. Thank you, Dennis. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says, going to the Follins be in. Not that far from me. Can't wait. Thanks. Well, I'm glad you got in, Bruce. It's the gift certificates are all gone now. They went very quickly. If you want to check it out and you know get some reservations, otherwise FollinsBN.com, FollinsBN.com, and we'll tweet it out, and so we'll tweet out a link so you can get there. But that's really great. And 603, I've been to Keysar Lake with my kids for over 15 years. Beautiful, quiet area, well-kept secret for New Hampshire folks. And another guy says, I used to deliver blueberries to the inn so Dennis could make pancakes in the summer. So I guess you know this guy. I don't know if you, or at least you know the farm he worked at. Or yeah. All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to have Lara Trump with us shortly, but I wanted to do some fact-checking on Joe Biden. Again, he's taking the day off today. He's kind of worn out getting on that plane and going all the way to Philadelphia from Wilmington, and then he had to go to Wisconsin. So he's tired. But anyway, this is cut number five.
The United States Constitution was designed to give voters one chance to have their voice heard, and who serves on the court. And by the way, there's no court session between now.
No, by the way, there is a court session October 5th, nearly a full month before Election Day. We'll get back to this.
Very fake news.
We got more very fake news from Joe Biden. But joining us now is Lara Trump, the daughter-in-law of the President of the United States. Lara, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Where are you today? Are you on the bus or are you off the bus today?
Well, I am actually walking towards the bus in a Target parking lot in Monroe, North Carolina. We had to make a quick stop.
Monroe?
So we started in Ash. Yeah.
That's where my mother was born. That's where my mother was born.
Way.
Yeah, that's also
here.
It's also the hometown of Jesse Helms, the late U.S. Senator, and
that's right,
Henry Hall Wilson, who ran for governor and lost, but he was the president of the American Stock Exchange, and also Hargrove Skipper Bowles, who ran for governor and lost. And his
we got a whole history lesson.
I know. It's Union County. Union County. How does Union County look for the Trump Pence ticket this year?
Well, I got to tell you what I know so far is since we've been here and tried to walk into Target, we got mobbed by people wanting photos with me, Katrina, Diamond, and Silk. So it's feeling very strong already.
Oh, that's great. So Diamond and Silk came over from Fayetteville. That's good.
Yes, they did. Yep. We got the whole crew here. We got almost all of our old crew back together. So it's feeling good. I'll tell you what. I continue to have people come up to me all over this state. All over Florida. I was there last week, and they are saying, I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016. I am so excited to go vote for him in 2020. So the silent majority has grown. They are not being asked by pollsters about their vote. They are literally excited to go to the polling location on November 3rd, cast a vote for Donald Trump, and I think it's going to be a landslide.
You know, they keep talking about all these people that have defected from Donald Trump. But I haven't run into any of those people. Have you, Lara? I just find out people who said,
no.
I used to be a never Trumper, or I didn't, you know, much care for his bluster in 2016. But now what am I going to do? I have to vote for the guy. That's all I run into.
Well, that's exactly right. I think people in 2016, some bought into the mainstream media narrative about Donald Trump. And they said, well, gosh, this guy's never been in politics. How would he be as a president? Does he have what it takes to lead this country? And now they've seen that he is one of the greatest presidents in American history, that he's kept all of his promises. He's delivered for the American people. Promises made, promises kept. They are on board to vote for Donald Trump. And a lot of the people I run into told me they voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And now they've seen the light, and you can't unsee it. And so I have yet to run into anybody that says I voted for Donald Trump in 2016. And I'm not going to vote for him this time around, especially when the other side, by the way, is advocating for socialism, especially when the other side is allowing our cities in America to be absolutely destroyed, decimated, burned to the ground. I mean, this is, you know, people don't like that. That's not how this is supposed to work in the United States of America.
And Vice President Pence is in our area today. He's in New England. I believe he's in New Hampshire, isn't he?
We're all out all over the country. And I'll tell you something. I don't even know where my husband is today. Most of the time I call him at the end of the day and I say, where were you today? And he's in Pennsylvania or he's in Wisconsin. I'm in North Carolina today and tomorrow. I'll be in Iowa later this week. We got the president on the road. We've got the vice president on the road. Ivanka, Don, we're all out there working hard and making sure that we get people excited to go vote on November 3rd.
Well, I tell you where he was last week. He was at Ken's place in southern Maine. That's where my father's from. So you're where my mother's from, and your husband was where my father's from last week.
We're covering all the bases. Perfect.
Right, exactly. And so it looks like the votes are there in the U.S. Senate for the next nominee that your father-in-law is going to make for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great news to hear that. Look, the reality is anybody that says that this isn't the absolute right of the president, that this isn't what the president should be doing, appointing and nominating somebody to be put on the Supreme Court, especially in a year like 2020, especially in a year where we likely will see, this election head to the Supreme Court for a final decision. We want 9 justices on the bench. And thank goodness we have the Senate saying that they will actually do the job that they were elected to do. It's fantastic to hear. So, look, we'll see who the nominee is on Saturday from the president, and then we move forward. Look, the Democrats are going to do everything kicking and screaming. They're going to be, melting down left and right like they always do. We know that's their only reaction to everything. And they've said burn it to the ground, more of the same from them. But it doesn't matter. The president will continue to do his job. The Senate sounds like it's going to play along, and they want to do their jobs as well. And you know what? It's all for the American people. This is how the system works.
Yeah, and 3 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Kamala Harris is on there. She has a track record of saying very disturbing, bigoted things to earlier Catholic nominees. And, odds are this is going to be a Roman Catholic that's going to be a woman that's going to be nominated. And this could be an unforced error for the Biden Harris or the Harris Biden campaign if she really goes off the deep end again against the Roman Catholic.
Yeah, it is the Harris Biden campaign. Apparently, they both confirmed it for us last week. So in case anyone was wondering who is actually running for president between those two, look, the Democrats have themselves in a bit of a pickle here. You know, they can't go overboard. It'll be interesting to see how Kamala, deals with this and how the Democrats in general deal with it, to try and vilify what is likely to be a woman and, to your point, likely to be a Roman Catholic woman. I mean, we'll see what they do. We know that there's no low that is too low for them. They've already proven themselves in that area. But it's probably going to be disgusting to watch, as it was with Brett Kavanaugh. I'm sure the American people will be appalled by them, but you know what? Maybe it'll shed light on who the Democrats actually are and for what they actually stand. And it's really just to disrupt America, they're not looking out for the livelihoods of Americans. They're not looking out for the best interests of America. And they're not looking out for the Constitution or trying to follow that in any way, shape, or form. And that's going to be, I think, on full display.
You know, here you're in Monroe with Diamond and Silk. Vice President Pence is in New Hampshire. The president is going to be in Pennsylvania. And Joe Biden is in the basement today, taking the day off, Lara.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of amazing that 42 days away from a presidential election, you could have a nominee who is literally hiding in the basement. But I think what people are starting to see is that Joe Biden, when he gets out in front of things, whenever he's in the public eye, whenever he has to answer a question every now and again. Now, we know it's scripted off of a teleprompter because we see him reading it. But, I mean, the reality is he does have to have his policies on display for America. And we're starting to see that Joe Biden, if you had any question is truly the Trojan horse of the far-left socialists that are running the Democrat Party. He truly is a puppet for AOC, for Ilhan Omar, for people that want to radicalize our country. And the more he gets out there, I think the more people realize that, and they realize that Joe Biden really has some sort of a serious cognitive situation going on. So they want to keep him locked up. They want to keep him in the basement. Look, we'll see what the voters think about on November 3rd.
He said on Sunday, 200 million people have died. Yesterday, he said first that 200,000 people have died. Then he said 200 people have died. And then then he recited the Pledge of Allegiance, cut four. Listen to this.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. One nation, indivisible, under God, for real.
One nation, for real.
I mean, you know what we say here in North Carolina? We say, bless his heart. That's all you can say about this man. I mean, you know the thing. This guy really does not fully comprehend what is going on. I'm not sure that he knows at all times where he is, what he's supposed to be saying, what his platform is. I mean, they haven't told him yet, maybe, so maybe that's why. They certainly haven't told him who he should be nominating for the Supreme Court should he ever become president. But it's actually frightening when you step back and you look at this and you think about this guy standing up to China, this guy standing up to Russia and North Korea, and being the person that these people have to deal with. What a joke. How ridiculous. People cannot take this seriously.
I know. I know what my grandmother from Monroe, Letha Hamilton Sutton, would say. She'd say, I declare, I don't think he's all there.
Well, she'd be right. This is the answer to that. She'd be right.
All right, Lara Trump, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and give my best to Union County and all my relatives. I guess I still got a few relatives down there. Not many, but a few. Thanks, and we'll talk to you later, and give my best to Diamond and Silk as well. Thank you, Lara.
Will do. Thank you.
I recently had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said it before, but I was reminded of what a perfectionist Dr. Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. Right now, a lot of people don't want to go into the city. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, and parking is free. I was just up there today. I wanted to get my teeth cleaned, and so the mailroom manager before we went off to Florida for the winter. And once again, I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles, and some of the protocols actually make it a more pleasant experience. It's hard to imagine, but it's easier now to get dental work done than it was before the problems started. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Perfect Smiles banner. You could also see my video at PerfectSmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
We Democrats are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans. And we need Americans to
stop lying to the people.
Jesus saves!
Stop lying to the people!
Jesus loves you guys!
Thank you. Democrats are fighting as hard as we can to protect Americans, but we need Americans to continue to fight with us.
I think he is fighting with you, Chuck. That's something you don't see too often, a flurry of F words complete with Jesus saves thrown in.
I don't think you've spent much time outside of the front of the White House. You hear that all the time.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny. That was really funny. Okay, so let's go back to the Joe Biden fact check. We told you, he said there was no Supreme Court session between now and Election Day. Actually, the next session begins on the first Monday in October. That's a pretty well-known date, right? It's October 5th this year. Okay, so next one, cut six.
I think the fastest justice ever confirmed was 47 days, and the average is closer to 70 days.
Wrong.
Very fake news.
John Paul Stevens in 1975, 19 days. Joe Biden was in the Senate in those days. I'm sure he doesn't remember it, but he was. Okay, next one, seven, cut seven.
Now, having lost Justice Ginsburg less than 7 weeks before election this year, after Americans have already begun to cast their vote, it's estimated that up to 40% of Americans will have voted by October 1st, but at least 30%, tens of millions.
Very fake news.
No, the campaign has clarified that, and he meant by November the 1st, 2 days before Election Day. But, you know, if 30 to 40% of the people had voted by October 1st or will have voted by October 1st, that's really good because 200 million Americans are dead. So we needed them to vote. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
So we're looking at two different T-shirts that we want to add to our store on the Howie Carr Show website, HowieCarShow.com. The first is, I'd take COVID-19 over Biden 20. And the second is Trump with 2020, then 2024, then 2028, then 2032, and it fades on into infinity. I'll call that Trump forever.
I'd take COVID-19.
It's a very close race. The COVID-19 shirt is at 49%, and Trump Forever is at 51%.
Wow, that's pretty good. Okay, so we'll let you know how it goes. If it's this close, we may have to do both of them. All right, now the next one. This is about the list of nominees to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Cut number eight.
We can't keep rewriting history, scrambling norms, ignoring our cherished system of checks and balances. That includes this whole business of releasing a list of potential nominees that I would put forward. And now saying, after Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, they said Biden should release his list. It's no wonder the Trump campaign asked that I release the list only after she passed away. It's a game for them. It's a play to gin up emotions and anger.
Only after she passed away. I mean, they've been asking for weeks. It's like a recurring. It's like a recurring theme on the campaign trail with all of them. With, you know, from Lara on.
Also, why does he think if he releases his list, there's going to be so much anger? Unless he thinks his list is really, really bad and will upset a lot of people.
I think Rush was on to something yesterday when he said that he had heard a rumor that the reason he's not releasing the list is because Governor Stacey Abrams of Georgia is at the top of the list. And she's hardly qualified to be a state legislator, let alone a Supreme Court justice or the governor of a state. And, you know, I don't even like the fact that Trump says that it's going to be a woman. You know, it should be open to anyone, right? But I mean, Biden narrows it down even more and says it'll just be a black woman. That's all. Not even an Hispanic woman, not even an Asian woman, just a black woman. That's the only qualification, is the skin color. And I guess a law degree. And I'm sure that some of the people on his list have not exactly had stellar records in the practice of law, one of whom would be Stacey Abrams. All right, that's it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.